It's Monday morning, and we check in with one of our good friends as Alan Pease from Kiwanis joins us this morning. Alan, good morning. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you guys doing?
Well, you've got some pull around here, so why don't we call whoever's making these 95 and 94 degree predictions? Let's slow that down. That's a little too hot, isn't it?
Alan, I'm doing fine. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, I think that's the good Lord above.
Yeah, I think we're going to just have to deal.
Yeah, and his email account's full, so we'll tough it out. The Kiwanis Club of Bloomington is a very active organization in our fair town, and it has been for too many years to count. What are we at, 90? How many now, Alan?
I believe this is our 97th year, and I think it's the 11th year for Kiwanis Club of South Central Indiana.
Excellent. So everybody's you do-gooders are up to nothing but doing good. And every time we talk to you, you're looking to help out more programs. First of all, tell us who Kiwanis benefits right here in Monroe County.
Oh, my goodness. Well,
I know we don't have that kind of time, but just narrow it down to a few thousand of your favorites.
Well, we co-sponsor three different K-Kids clubs at elementary schools in Monroe County. We co-sponsor two builders clubs, which is for middle schools, Jackson Creek, and then the other builders club is for students at any middle school, and they meet at the Boys and Girls Club. And we co-sponsor a key club up at Edgewood High School, and we co-sponsor Circle K at IU, and then we co-sponsor Action Club for developmentally disabled adults. And, of course, we support Boys and Girls Clubs, Crestmont, Bloomington, and Ellettsville. And we do a lot of work for visually impaired preschool services and the Community Council on Accessibility. And it just goes on and on and on. We try to provide scholarships each year. For the last 5 years, we've provided a scholarship for high school students who go to the Indiana State Police Summer Career Camp. And should I keep on going?
This is great because the reason I always ask this when I interview you is because, number one, not everybody remembers or knows what Kiwanis is and the impact that you make on this local of a level. Some people hear Kiwanis and think, well, that's an international organization, so my money is going somewhere else. So that's not the case at all.
Right. We are an international organization of volunteers, but we're dedicated to improving the community one child and one community at a time. I should say improving the world one child and one community at a time. And you see all these children's activities. We mentor children from birth to college graduation, and then we feel like we benefit the community by putting on these weekly luncheons where we have informational programs at every luncheon. We have guest speakers that we feel will help better the community.
Now, who can attend these luncheons that take place weekly?
Anybody who wants to.
I don't have to be a member.
Nope. You just come on Thursday, and if you're interested in membership, we'll talk to you if you come to one of those meetings. You know, we'll guide you through the process.
Yeah, but you're not selling me a time.
Pretty simple.
You're not selling me a timeshare condo when I'm there. I'm just going in there and enjoying the good time and helping.
Yeah.
Helping support the cause. And now, and briefly too, just to clear up everything, you've got Kiwanis Club of Bloomington, Kiwanis Club of South Central Indiana. Tell us how you're different, why you're different, but how you work together.
Kiwanis Club of South Central Indiana are the folks that put on the Bloom Fest every fall. And they meet every other Thursday evening over at the Boys and Girls Club, and they don't do the programs.
Gotcha.
You know, the weekly programs, because they meet every other week. We meet every Thursday for lunch at the Union Building most of the time. Some Thursdays we go over to Bobby's Colorado Steakhouse. But most Thursdays we're in the Union Building for lunch. We have a program every Thursday. We put on the Antique Model A Ford Show and Pancake Breakfast every last Saturday of every April. And then we put on the Operation Chili for Children in October. And then we do a candy and nut sale at Christmas time. And we also try to do at least one book signing a year. And that's what we're doing this week.
That's exactly right.
Wow. I hollered at
you. Well, see, Margaret, there's so many.
I didn't know about this one. This is new to me.
There's so many do-gooders. They have to split them up on different days and different weeks to make sure they're covering all their bases. But Alan Pease is our guest this morning, and the big book signing of the year will happen this Thursday. And Kirk Haston is in town, and for IU basketball fans, that's a big name, as Kirk was an All-American here back in the late 90s, early 2000s. And he had a famous coach that a few folks probably will remember as well.
Mm-hmm. The General.
The General.
Bob Knight.
That's exactly right.
And, you know, through the graciousness of IU Press and Bob Hamill, we're going to have Kirk at our meeting this Thursday. And he's going to autograph copies of Days of Night, How the General Changed My Life. And first, Bob Hamill, your good friend, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Another do-gooder.
Uh-huh. Will conduct an interview with Kirk.
Oh, great.
And then he'll follow the interview with an interactive question and answer session with anybody who's in attendance. And then Kirk will sign the books. Also, because of the graciousness of IU Press, the book lists for $22, but it's going to be reduced for anybody who attends on Thursday. They can buy the book for only $17. And then of that $17, 30% is going to be donated to the various Kiwanis programs.
Very nice. Now, what are you discounting books for if we're going to give some of that money to charity? You guys are doing that backwards. We got to get everybody to buy book. Tell them to buy it for $22. You're going to give 30% of that, and then Kirk will sign your book for you. So that's give more to the charity.
We felt it was a gift to those who want to help, and IU Press thought it would be a good idea. And we've done this at all of our other book signings. And and it's a really nice event we do. It's $15 to get in. And that includes your lunch, your dessert, your beverage, your tax, your tip, your parking, everything. $15 to get in. And then if you want the book, it's only $17. And then 30% of that goes to the Kiwanis programs.
Alan, miss it? Did you tell me where this is?
In the Frangipani Room.
Okay.
Of the Indiana Memorial Union Building at 900 East 7th Street.
All right. I just wondered if I missed it because I heard the amount is $15, all inclusive.
Yeah, but we didn't say which room yet.
Yeah, okay. I was just wondering.
Oh, they'll have signs. They'll have signs. And
when is it again?
It's this Thursday, July 20th. Reservations 812-336-7456. That's 812-336-7456. But wait till I get off the phone because I'm calling you guys using the Kiwanis phone.
Smart.
That's exactly right.
So we can reserve this with just calling you over the phone.
Yes. Call us on the phone.
We need to know
how many people are coming to make sure we have enough books and we have enough food.
That makes a lot of sense. So there's going to be food, too.
That's exactly right. What $15 gets you in the door for lunch.
And parking?
Yes, and parking and tax and tip and
everything. Okay, that's pretty generous.
What time is kickoff on Thursday, Alan?
Well, the doors open at 11:30, so you could come anytime between 11:30 and noon. We're pretty much get the program underway a couple of minutes after noon. And we try to adjourn promptly at 1, but when we do a book signing, we do adjourn at 1 o'clock. And if the book signing is still going on and there's people still in line, we continue with the signing, but the official program is dismissed. And Kirk has said to me on the phone that he'll absolutely sign every book
that people... Kirk's
got a pretty sweet. Amazing story because he's a kid from not right around the corner, Tennessee. He was found, recruited, came here, developed into an All-American player, had night to deal with, lost his mother when he was in school in a tornado.
Yeah, in a tornado.
So he's had an unbelievable roller coaster just of a college career, then went on to be drafted in the NBA, had some back problems that didn't help his career maybe work out as we want. Hit a big game-winning shot against Michigan State for all any Hoosier fan will remember that.
World famous.
Can I bring
apparently he has a talent for writing. Obviously, he has.
He's a coach and teacher now.
But he can write too, which is incredible. That's awesome, because I can't. Yeah, I can do a lot of things I can't write.
What's nice about this book? It's as if he's sitting across the dining room table, just telling you about stuff. It's not a ponderous, difficult to read biography. It's just like he's chatting with you and say, "Oh yeah, I remember back in." That's just the way it's written. It's really nice.
Very story oriented.
Well, it's interesting.
I did want to say he was an Indiana Hoosier from 97 to 2001. Under Bob Knight.
Sure.
And he was named to the 2001 Associated Press All-American team and the 2000 and 2001 All-Big Ten team. And then he played for the Charlotte Hornets.
Yeah, drafted by the Hornets. That's right. Mm-hmm. The other thing that's interesting is any time that we mention Bob Knight around here, people love to know the stories of Coach and the players, because we've heard so many stories mm-hmm. of them over the years. And again, the title of the book is How the General Changed My Life. So the behind-the-scenes look of the mystery, the man, the myth, the legend that is Coach Knight, that's always one that's going to pique people's interest. I didn't know if you saw the news over the weekend that Coach Knight was over in Shelbyville at the Indiana Derby. He was their grand marshal. So he's finding his way in the news and back around this area, and everybody wants to know, will he come back? Can he come back? So Kurt will do that. Hey, if you're a big Kurt Hastin fan, can I get my picture taken with him when I come over there? Can I bring my camera?
Absolutely. We're telling people, bring your camera if you'd like.
Nice.
Or bring your cell phone. And
bring your
take all the pictures you want. And I also want to say out loud, we really want to thank Bob Hamill and IU Press for helping us make this possible.
Yeah, it's a great discount on the book as well.
Mm-hmm. Right, absolutely.
So coming up this Thursday, 11 a.m., the Frangie, or 11:38, which time is it?
11:30
a.m., the Frangipani Room.
Frangipani.
I've added an A in there. There isn't one.
No.
Yeah.
And that's coming up on Thursday.
Yeah, Union Building. And it's 812-336-7456.
Tickets are just $15, and that's everything included except the book. You don't have to buy the book if you just want to go to the lunch. You can enjoy Kirk Hastin reviewing his days here at Indiana University. Obviously, Bob Hamill was around all those as well, so they'll have some fantastic stories to tell. And the best part is your money goes to help Kiwanis. And thanks to the Indiana University Press and Kirk Hastin for taking the time to do this with Bob. And,
absolutely, he's coming all the way up from Tennessee.
Super. You can get a good laugh and some great information, some great stories as well. 812-336-7456. This is the big book signing for the Kiwanis Club of Bloomington. Alan, great job as always. We hope you have to bring in a truckload of books and everybody.
Yes, exactly. Yes. It's ought to be a really nice day.
And don't forget, folks, the Frangipani Room is completely air-conditioned. Completely air-conditioned.
So it'll be a really comfortable. It'll be comfortable along with being entertaining.
It might not be outside, but it's sure going to be inside. Alan, great job as always. Keep us in the loop. We know we'll speak to you here in a couple months. Operation Chili for Children. Is that September or October?
October.
Okay. We have to get
into Friday in October.
Yeah, get into chili season. Let's not do that in September where it could be 90 degrees there as well. Thanks for your time, buddy. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Alan Pease from the Kiwanis Club of Bloomington.
He's such a sweetie.
He is.
I like him.
And he's such a pro, too. He has to deal with us, and he just runs right through it and gets after it. Kirk Hastin, the author of The Days of Knight, How the General Changed My Life. He will be in town on Thursday at the Frangipani Room of the Indiana Memorial Union. For reservations, please call Alan Pease and Kiwanis at 812-336-7456. Tickets are $15. You get a special book rate at $17. Kirk Hastin will autograph your book, take pictures. We'll have a question and answer session with Bob Hamill, the legendary sports writer right here in our town.